Welcome to Beyond Grit, the podcast that seeks to create and foster a community of people who want to learn, develop, and employ the 10 powerful practices to gain a high-performance edge. Whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just someone looking to improve yourself, the Beyond Grit podcast shows you step-by-step how to reach your peak potential. The Beyond Grit podcast is based on the book Beyond Grit, written by Sindra Kampoff, PhD, founder, and CEO of Mentally Strong Consulting, and a professor at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Sindra, a keynote speaker and entrepreneur, is also a certified mental performance coach for professional athletes, executives, and championship teams from around the nation, including the NFL's Minnesota Vikings. Sindra's co-host is Tim McNiff, Emmy Award-winning news and sports journalist, strategic communications consultant, and storyteller for the National Sports Center. This is the Beyond Grit Podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening or perhaps looking to the Beyond Grit Podcast, episode number 5. What do you think, Sindra? We're almost beyond one hand.
We're almost beyond one hand. I'm really excited about it. It's like, this is a milestone 5, right? We're going to keep going.
You know what? Our process, and I'm Tim McNiff, and this is Dr. Sindra Kampoff, the author of the book, Beyond Grit, and that's what we're talking about, the Beyond Grit podcast. Our process is we get together on a weekly basis, unless something happens, and it's been more time. Memo, I could do this every day.
I know. It would be fun if we did it every day.
It would be fun. We should maybe have just a regular daily thing, because there's so much great content in the book. I'm not just selling the book, people. Hopefully, if you're here with us in episode number 5, you have gone step by step through the book, through the workbook. You're following along with us. You're growing with us, because I would say that it's not that you haven't given value before,
but right.
Chapter 5 so builds on chapter 4 that if you're just joining us for the first time, I'm hooking you right now and telling you, you got to go back. And you don't, it's not that far, you know, to go back you can catch up even in the span of a week. But we've got big things coming in episode number 5. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. I had a great week and feeling positive and happy. How about you?
I've had an intense week. I don't think I've been the best guy around town. As we're doing this, I had kind of girded myself for the Twins flame out in the playoffs. I mean, yeah. I knew they didn't have the pitching, but I was still so disappointed in how they performed. And what really got me emotionally was the fans who showed up, and they were so great in game 3. They never gave up. If the Twins would have performed up to the level of their fans, this long-suffering Minnesota sports fans who deserve so much more. So I really want to see this organization step up in the offseason and upgrade their pitching, because if they do, we're due for more good times next year.
Yeah, and I think a celebration even is just how far they got. And hopefully this is just a taste. A lot of times when teams kind of get a taste of that, you know, then they're hungry for even more. So I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah, me too, because it's like if you're that team and you know you're capable of so much more than that, I mean, you're a person who you do this. This is what you do, mental right. performance, performing better. I mean, I should give you a hotline to Dave St. Peter right now so that they can sign you up for next year, because those guys did not perform well under the spotlight, but they're capable of so much more, and generally they're a young team, so hopefully better things to come.
Yes. Love it.
Well, the podcast is based on the 10 practices of the book Beyond Grit. There are 52 chapters. We are on chapter number 5, but before we get on to that chapter, which is Plan Your Destiny, our process is we move back and we talk a little chapter 4 review, which was difficulties happen for you. I'm also preparing a media training session for our friends at the National Sports Center. Thank you for hosting this podcast. And that's one of my sections, is difficulties happen for you.
Oh, I co-opted it. Wonderful. I love that. I think it's powerful, because even, you know, I find myself saying it every day to myself, and then, you know, the people that I coach and work with, it's like, okay, what good can come from this difficulty? What's the opportunity? And the quicker we can ask ourselves that question, you know, the more we're climbing the hill instead of moving down. So I think that's really powerful.
So as a parent, you have 2 kids.
I
How
do.
Often do you say that to them?
I try to say it often.
and I know they roll their eyes.
They're listening. I'm saying a lot of these things, you know, every day to them. Yesterday, you know, my son was talking about playing time, and it's like, okay, let's control what we can control. you know, how can we use this disappointment as something that's going to help us, maybe, you know, fuel us to practice more in the off season. So, you know, the quicker you can ask yourself that question, the more positive energy, and then you can just approach the challenges and be more creative.
Okay, let me blow some dust off the Coach McNiff Bible. Okay, you're ready?
I'm ready.
I used to say this all the time when I coached high school football. I had 13 kids for a position at 1 year that one kid was on the field at a time. So picture a dozen kids standing around with their arms crossed, unhappy. Right.
Right.
So I would always look at them and say, you're going to hate me for saying this, but I'm going to keep saying it. Don't count your reps. Make your reps count.
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
What are you going to do with your opportunity?
Tell my son that.
Yeah. Don't count your reps. Make your reps count. Because you've only got that chance. Wow me with that one or two chances that you get. Show me that I should be giving you more. Earn it. You know, Don't ask for it. Earn it. Okay, right. So I'm getting off my own thing. But we're all about, chapter four was about creating a vision. And you could say, oh gosh, it's more unicorn stuff. Here's where it's not. Because we're getting into it, and we'll build on it in chapter five, which is the genius of Cinder Kampoff. So you gave us homework. And in our homework, you said, choose a date. 5, 10, or 20 years in the future, what is your vision? And you gave a structure for how to do that. You said, in blank years, I will feel blank. I will have accomplished blank. Dr. Kampoff, I did my homework.
Ooh, I can't wait. What is the vision statement?
I said, in 5 years, I will feel energized. And I'll tell you why. Because I will have accomplished helping people of all ages reach their maximum potential as ethical entrepreneurs of their own lives. Mm. So I am melding different things that I have going on right now. I picked 5 years because I'm on a timetable. I'm on a timeline. I want to do this. If I don't do this in 5 years, that to me is a failure. So I won't choose 10 or 20. I want it in five. I will feel energized because if I'm helping those people do that, that's fuel for me. You know it. I mean, if you get there and you're seeing people succeed, people like my coaching, I couldn't wait to go to practice because I was, what are they going to learn today? What are they going to do? Watching kids make progress is the greatest thing ever. People of all ages, because people who are, you know, my age, which I'm pushing 57, you know, a lot of them are checking out, oh, retirement. Well, fine, if that's where you are and that's what you want. But if you still want to be relevant, if you still want to make an impact, there's no time like the present. And ethical entrepreneurs, we're changing. The economy is changing. The world is changing. What I mean by that is be a good person, but take control of your own life. Yeah. And that's what this your book was so impactful for me. That's why we're here. And that's what I want to continue to do is spread that mission is, you know what, get a vision. This is how you do it. And then take charge of your life. And that's what I want to do.
Awesome. That is powerful. It's deliberate. You've really thought about what you want. I think that's why that vision statement is so powerful. Tim, and what I thought that was the best part was like of their own lives. So I think like you emphasize the responsibility and taking responsibility, which is really what we've been talking about. We will continue to talk about on this podcast. It's like, you know, that you are in the driver's seat of your own life. And so that fits with what we're talking about today with grit. Is knowing exactly what you want and writing it down. You got to write it down to commit yourself to that vision or those goals and then work in every day to get there, right? That's how you stay gritty.
That's why I love the name of the book because grit to me shows, I mean, in the 1930s, there was this crazy depression. The weather was terrible. People couldn't grow crops. People were out of work all over the place. You know what? And in less than 10 years, they were fighting a world war. You know, I mean, they went through heck. And people say, oh, that was the greatest generation. Well, every generation has its challenges. How do you answer it? You know what I mean? Those people were gritty. They were resilient. And I think in our search for kind of new age, we can't lose sight of what worked in the past. What is a proven formula? You know what? Grit is a proven formula.
It is. Yeah. And I think the key is that you can cultivate it, right? Like, meaning you can change it, you can grow it in yourself by continuing to have passion, perseverance, keep going even when it's difficult. But you got to know what your goals are, which is really what we're talking about today.
So we talked in chapter four, difficulties happen for you is creating a vision. Now chapter five, plan your destiny. And we'll get into that, but I love the way you got into it because it's hit home for me. You talked about Carrie Tollefson. Probably people going out there, gosh, I know that name. Kerry Tollison's one of the greatest runners that this state of Minnesota has ever produced, and we've produced a few. And you told a story that I'm sure I was covering her as a member of the media, sports media at that time, but I didn't remember this. So please share what Kerry's experience.
Well, I love Kerry and I love her energy and her passion for what she does. And I interviewed her for my book, and then I actually interviewed her later on my High Performance Mindset podcast. One cool thing was she was telling me about her quest to become an Olympian. And she was describing how in her race really was the 15,000 or the 5,000. I mean, the 5,000. And that was like the race that she was really getting after, that she was kind of racing all year long. And then she got sixth at the Olympic trials.
You know, where she was favored.
When she was favored. So not really even close to, you know, 1, 2, 3 to help you go to the Olympics, right? That really allows you to go to the Olympics. And she said it was the most important, like it was the most disappointing day of my life, right? Like just to be going after something and to really have this quest to make it in the 5,000.
Her whole life.
For her whole life.
And her best shot is gone.
Right. Her best shot is gone. And I think the interesting thing about Olympians is you train for 4 years to try, you know, to really peak in this one race. And it can be a lot of pressure. And, you know, and then when it's gone, you know, it can be really difficult to just deal with that and to move on quickly. But what I think that she did is she used her mental toughness and she was able to move on really quickly. She had one more opportunity in the 1500, right? Which wasn't considered her race at the time. She gave everything that she had. So she had to really move on quickly, refocus to a different goal, right? Talk about difficulties happening for you. Maybe that getting that, you know, the qualifying time in the, or the qualifying place in the 5,000 wasn't really like what was meant for her, right? But she could move on quickly in the 1500. And, you know, her desire to become an Olympian was stronger than what race she was going to go in. And she became an Olympian. She qualified for the Olympic trials. And she just ran last Sunday, the Twin Cities Marathon. So I was following along with her. She, you know, crushed it, did phenomenally.
She is a special athlete, an elite athlete. But you think about that, as you said, they trained for 4 years. But for someone like Kerry Tollison, you know, your talent's been identified probably in your middle school era, and then you're a dominant high schooler and then college runner. So it's more than 4 years. And that was her specialty. Right. And if you think about it, in terms of if people are trying to create the difference in the 1500 to the 5,000, think of it this way. There's the marathon, then there's the 10,000 meters. Then there's 5,000 meters. No, so 1,500, it's almost like a sprint if you're a distance runner.
Absolutely. It goes from like 3 miles to 1 mile.
Right. So think about, you know, she's running against other women who this is their thing. They run this fast all the time. So think about the desperation, you know, the desire that she had to muster together to do what she did, because no one thought, well, she qualified. But, you know, so it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. But there was other women that went home disappointed that day because she wasn't supposed to be in that race.
Absolutely.
Amazing stuff. Okay. So you talk about in the chapter, and in chapter 4, we discussed the importance of having a vision. Now in planning your destiny, you add goals. And to me, goals are kind of one of those ethereal things. We kind of think about dreams. Oh yeah, I have a goal. People say, write them down. I never do. You know what? I never do. I just don't. But in this chapter, you describe the very real function of goals. And I'll take it one step further, of setting effective goals.
Absolutely. So I think the power of last week is we were really talking about a vision, and this vision is really there to inspire you, to give you, you know, really this life-changing passion. But goals are really a vision with deadlines. And that's how you turn your vision into actions, by writing goals down. What's phenomenal, Tim, is I was listening to this study. It's called the Harvard Alumni Study. And 30 years ago, they asked students at Harvard how many of them had their goals written down. And when I think about Harvard students, I think, wow, super smart. You know, like they've worked really hard to get to Harvard. What other words would you describe Harvard students?
Elite.
Elite, right? And so they found 30 years ago that only 3% had their goals written down. 3%. And they followed up with them 30 years later, and they found those 3% made more money combined than the 97%.
Oh my. Wow. Yeah. That's impactful.
That's impactful.
I got to start writing things down.
You got to. So if that doesn't convince you, and today's podcast doesn't convince you, like, I don't know what will convince you, right? But, you know, and maybe you use money as one determination of success. It doesn't really matter if it's money or not. But the point is that, you know, just by writing it down, it does make a difference. And there's quite significant research in the field of sport and performance psychology and just, you know, psychology in general, the power of writing your goals down. We know that successful people are goal-oriented. They know what they want to accomplish. And the goal, writing them down, really directs your focus to what you want. You can be persistent. You can stay gritty in the face of adversity. And writing goals down also increases your self-confidence. It gives you like fuel and direction. As we get into our goals, I have some written down right here. You can see, Tim.
Nice.
There's a couple of weeks that I didn't look at this. And then I looked back at it. I was like, oh yeah, this is where I'm going and why. And, you know, for that week, I was kind of trying to search for where I was going and I already had written it down. So, you know, first practice is write it down, but then you got to see them every day to keep in mind where you're going.
What does that do for you when you like rediscovered that and you see that? What does that do for you?
I think it reminded me of some of these really big goals that I'm going after. And I think without like looking at it frequently, I think you forget, right? There's so many distractions in our world. This is the most distracted time in the history of the world is because we got these phones in front of us.
Right.
And there's so many things that can take you off of your vision and your goals. And so you have to be really deliberate with reminding yourself of where you're going every day. I think about that Jim Carrey story we talked about last week, right? You know, putting them in your wallet or, you know, I had them in my office, but then some things got, you know, some books and stuff got in front of those. So it's like, okay, I think I got to put them, frame them by my bed, frame in my office, somewhere I can see it every single day to remind myself, okay, this is where I'm going and why.
I love it. All right. Now, we've been awful chatty and I don't want to bum rush this next part,
but
it was funny. And I'm going to kind of tell people on you a little bit is when I brought up this next part, because in this chapter, you introduce your 6 gritty goal guidelines. You had to scramble a little bit to go get this, to go back and check yourself.
Yeah. What was that number 6?
So as I, you know, show people the book, you know, it was funny because I said to myself, well, you know, you didn't highlight the 6 gritty goal guidelines. Oh yes, I did. Cause you go back and you describe every one, you know, and look at all the highlighting I did like on each one of them. So we'll run through, this is the difference in this, hopefully a differentiator in this podcast versus others. We want to inspire you, but this is where Sindra gives you, this is how you do it. This is the tools right here. So here we go. 6 gritty goal guidelines. Gritty goal, and I love alliteration, by the way, so this really speaks to me. Gritty goal guideline number 1, you just said it. Write your goals down to make the most impact. Ink it, just don't think it.
So I would describe why this is important is out of sight, out of mind, right? Like if you don't write it down, you can change your decision. You can forget what you're going after. And I think that's why it's really important to write them down. You also, when you write your goals down, you commit to yourself. And I think that's a powerful thing is you're saying, yes, this is what I want. And this is, you know, why I want it. And fear can get in the way, but you just got to write it down anyway. And that will give you more direction.
Another way you address fear is in the second gritty goal guideline number 2, write down what you want to do, not what you don't want to do.
And this is important because you want to write your goals in a positive way. And even by thinking about why you want it and, you know, just even writing, you know, I want because will help really kind of connect you back to this powerful source of passion and inspiration. So you got to write it down in a positive way. Don't use not or can't. To really have the most kind of focus and motivation.
Okay, we're going to ratchet it up with number 3. Be specific and use detailed language. Why does specificity matter?
Because it directs your attention to exactly what you want and you commit to it. And so if you say, like, I want to lose weight, you know, that's great, but you could be more specific by saying, I want to lose, you know, 10 pounds in 6 months. That's going to direct your attention to more what you want. It's going to be more measurable. And at the end of that time frame, you're going to know if you've achieved it or not. If it's too vague, it's not really going to give you the direction that really you need.
You can start to quantify it. That's great. Gritty goal number 4. You said the world's best have goals for various stages, including 1, 3, 5, 10, and 20-year goals. Review them regularly and reset them when needed. Ideally, you would set 3 or 4 goals for each stage, avoid setting too many goals. That can make it hard to focus. So when you're recording goals for multiple time periods, is there a sweet spot?
Usually, like 3 to 5 is a good number to go after for 1 year. If you have like 20 for a year, it's a lot. There's a lot to direct your attention to, but 3 to 5 is the sweet spot. but I think the power of that gritty goal guideline is to really remember that you should have goals written out for multiple time frames of your life. And that's going to be part of the homework, is to think about, what do you want? What do you want in 20 years? What do you want in 5 years? What do you want in 10 years? And then make that list long.
Number 5 is the most extensive. That is, set outcome, performance, and process goals, but put the most emphasis on the process.
So this is essential, and this is where I see people really getting it wrong, because people really don't teach us the power of writing specific and these kind of types of goals down. And so we know the world's best actually have all 3 types of goals. An outcome goal is something that we can't always control, like winning or getting the specific job that you want, right? You can't control who else applies. You can't control who you're playing against. A performance goal is like self-referenced. I want to improve my running time in the marathon, or I want to improve my height in the high jump, or that's specific. It's self-referenced. It's compared to you and your past. That's powerful. But the most powerful to keep you going day to day is more of the process goals. And those are really the small things, the how, to help you achieve your outcome goals. And what I see, particularly in sport and young athletes in sport, like teams, like high school teams, youth teams, college teams, they're sometimes so focused on the outcome. You know, we want to win a conference championship. We want to win a national championship. One of the teams I work with down here in Mankato is the Maverick football team, ranked number 3 in the country. We just have been crushing each opponent this season. And they have a goal of going 1-0 each week, right? That means, you know, can we win this Saturday, you know, and then how are we going to need to focus on the winning? Those are the small steps. And every position group has 5 goals that they're trying to work towards that are the process goals. So the power is the outcome goals keep us motivated. They keep us going every day. You know, like, hey, I really want to work towards that. I'd really like to get, you know, 500,000 viewers on the podcast, Tim.
Me too.
Yeah, but, or maybe let's go for 1 million.
You know,
that keeps us going. That keeps us excited, but it also can create a lot of anxiety, you know, and that can cripple us. And so we have to know when to focus on them and when not to. Before a game, you shouldn't be focused on winning. You should be focused more on the process, the how. Even during, should be the process, the how.
Love it. Sixth and final gritty goal guideline: plan out your activities daily and weekly with your goals in mind. Take actions that help accomplish your goals.
I think this is important, that you set some benchmarks. You think about, what do I need every day to accomplish my goal? And that's really essential to break it down, right? So you got this big goal, and if you don't break it down to, what do I have to do today, this week to get there, it's going to be really difficult. In the book, Tim, I talk about the 95-5% rule. And this is important, because I think when I watch the world's best, when I talk to them, they're spending 95% of their time focused on the how, the process. And then, you know, once in a while, they're thinking about the outcome, the 5% of the time, the performance goal, to keep them excited and going and motivated.
Take care of little things, and the big things will take care of themselves.
Absolutely. There we go.
All right.
Tim's
okay.
Love it.
Okay. So we've gotten to the important part, our homework for this week based on this chapter.
The homework this week is to spend some time. I'd give yourself 10, 15, 20 minutes with a cup of coffee somewhere you're not distracted. And this is powerful. When you do this, you'll have more clarity where you want to go. And what I encourage you to do is write down everything you'd like to accomplish in the next 20 years. Okay, that's a big, big time. And then go through it, and then write down, after you've brainstormed everything, write down, can this be a 1, 5, 10, 20-year goal, to help you get clarity on where you want to go. This was a game changer for me. and really gave me clarity on what I wanted to do. So write it down specifically, and that will help you stay gritty. And Tim, here's my list.
Okay.
Part of my list.
Wow.
Yeah. And I want to read you a few things on there to inspire everybody. So, and I looked at this again. I'm like, oh, I'm not on track on this. I would like to take my sons to a new college football game every year. So this Saturday, we're going to the Minnesota Gophers game, but we've already been to a Gopher game. So I want to take them to a different game this year. Oops.
So say Michigan or Wisconsin or something like that, different experience.
Yeah.
Alabama.
So we got to do it now because, you know, the season's about halfway through, it seems like. So that's one of my goals. I want to write more books besides what I've written so far. And I have a big number in mind. I said 15 in my lifetime. Holy cow. That's a big time goal. I had another one. I want to get another coaching certificate just to continue to grow and, you know, continue to develop my coaching and how I serve others. So this, I looked back at it again. I'm like, I got to keep this front and center, keep it somewhere. I got to figure out where to put it in my house.
And you don't have to accomplish them all, but I imagine that having that there like that would say, okay, I haven't worked on number 7 for a while. So you said, and I was taking notes to make sure I get this correctly and can reiterate it next week correctly, but you said write down everything you want to accomplish in 20 years, put numbers next to them sort of in terms of importance.
Good clarification. So, you know, after you write down everything that you'd like, then put a number by it. Okay. Could this be a 1-year goal? Could this be a 5-year goal? Could this be a 10-year goal? Could this be a 20-year goal? So the goal I have to take my kids to a college football game, new team every year, that's a 1-year goal. But that coaching certificate is a 5-year goal. And, writing 15 more or 13 more books, that's a 20-year goal. Not happening this year, right? So by doing this, it also gives you like direction this year. What do you really, really want? And then by documenting what you want, you know, long-term, it's going to give you more direction. And this is not an easy task. So you have to be patient with yourself. Maybe after that 15, 20 minutes, come back to it, you know, another time frame, you know, a week later. But I know it'll get you excited and passionate about where you're going, give you a stronger sense of direction of what you want.
All right. We've reached that time. It's time for our Gritty Person of the Week. I'm going to say Gritty Person of the Week is sponsored by our friends at the National Sports Center. Remember, their blog page is Beyond the Bench is their blog. There's their blog post, and that's where you can find, if you check, you know, more, dial down, you'll find the Beyond Grit podcast. Who's your Gritty Person of the Week this week?
Oh, Tim, this is powerful. My Gritty coach of the week, or person of the week, is actually a coach. His name is Coach Maurer. And last week I was doing a workshop with a football team that I work with, a high school football team. So much fun. They give me so much energy. Fuels me for a week later. And afterwards, you know, and I've heard how this work with this football team has transformed the community. People have said, you know, your sayings are out there. People are talking about it. One of them is something we call CTC that we'll get to, control the controllables. And so that's a motto on this team, CTC, CTC. Okay. And so coach comes up to me and says, Syndra, I wanted to let you know that I have brain cancer. And he shows me, takes off his hat and he shows me his hat and, or, you know, his head and how he's already had to have surgery. And he said, you know, this concept we've been talking about with this team, CTC, has changed how I approach this cancer. And he said, you know, I can't control that I have cancer. The doctors don't even know why I have it, but all I can control is my attitude and my effort and my passion every day. And he said, you know, today a nurse was fitting me for a chemotherapy mask. And she said, you know, it's probably going to be really uncomfortable fitting this, you know, for you. And, you know, it's going to be really hot, I think she said. And he said, well, no problem, CTC. And the nurse was like, what does that mean? and she said, can I write that down? And then she was like, you know, this curriculum should be taught to every cancer patient. And she's like, you know, just your attitude is phenomenal. And even the doctors were complimenting him on his attitude. So I think
everything.
He's gritty. Because he's staying passionate about what he's doing. And maybe the short-term goal is to be able to, you know, tackle cancer in the short term, right? But he's doing it with the best possible attitude and effort that he can. and he's CTCN. So Coach Maurer.
Yeah, mad props. And there's a whole nother an avenue for Beyond Grit. I mean, it's a sports book, it's a performance book, but it's so much more than that, this whole movement. My gritty person of the week received international attention. She's also from the world of track and field in the United States. She's a woman by the name of Allison Felix. And Allison Felix is a multi-Olympian and runs in multiple events, has represented this country with distinction and honor, and her sponsors the very same way. One of her sponsors is a certain footwear company with a swoosh stripe. And they have performance incentives that they put on their athletes. We're going to pay you, but we expect certain things in the level of your performance. Well, Allison got pregnant and she had a baby. And so she was coming back and making her comeback, and Nike was cutting her checks. And she says, "What's going on?" They're like, "Well, you're not hitting your performance bonuses." She said, "Well, I'm just working my way back." And they're like, "Well, tough. We're not changing our performance bonuses for the fact that you just had a child." And Allison Felix said, "Really?" And went public with this and left them for another sponsor who said, "We're not going to do that." Well, guess what Nike just had to do? They had to change all their policies. And they swallowed on this one. And because they realized what they were doing was absolutely ludicrous and wrong. And now they've lost the most decorated, just broke all of Usain Bolt's records for performance. So not just your average Joe. You know, here's a woman of just a finer representative for your brand and your product as you could possibly have. All you needed to do was do the right thing. Not count the dollars, which you already have in abundance, but do the right thing. Just think how much positive brand awareness Nike would have gotten. You know, just by saying, "You know what? That's crazy what we're doing. Yeah, we'll stop this. We know where you're going to go. We know what you're going to do. We're with you." It's all they had to do, and they didn't do it. Allison Felix, you toppled the giant. You are my gritty person of the week.
Amazing.
Amazing. All right. You're all our gritty people of the week. We can't do this. We do this for you, and we so much thank you for being with us. Beyond Grit Podcast is all about helping you reach your peak potential. There is a book, and we've shown it to you. It's right behind Dr. Campoff, Beyond Grit. There's a workbook. You can get those. Cinder has offered deals on reduced price. You need to follow along because this is all about helping you be your best. We do this. We have fun doing this show together. I'm a huge fan of Dr. Campoff, obviously. But ultimately, we do this for you because we want to reach as many people as we can because this woman has put something together that can help you like nothing ever I've ever encountered.
Thank you, Tim. I'm grateful to be on the podcast with you today. And I'm hopeful that, you know, people who are listening feel more inspired. They're growing their grit. They have more, you know, more clarity on where they want to go, and they write it down. That's what's key.
All right. My oath to you, my pledge to you, I'm going to make sure that the president of the Minnesota Twins knows who you are and where you are. And hopefully we'll get a better result in the playoffs next year as a result of that. To everyone out there listening, thank you for your time. You can check out this and other great content on the NSC blog page, Beyond the Bench, where you can also leave us your questions and your comments. These podcasts air or put out a little after we do them. As your questions and comments come in, we'll try to have Dr. Campoff address them as soon as we can. I'll sign off and I'll give Dr. Campoff the last word.
Stay gritty, everyone, and mentally strong.
Thank you for engaging with the Beyond Grit podcast, where we help you reach your peak potential. You can find past episodes and other great content on the NSC blog page, Beyond the Bench, where you can also post your questions and comments. The Beyond Grit podcast is a production of the National Sports Center and Beyond the Bench.